For CJ Low News, I'm Shanalee Marie. Ottawa has extended their wage subsidy program. The original deadline was for June 6th, with the Prime Minister saying a new deadline will be revealed in the coming days. Up to $840 of workers' payroll has been paid by the government under the program. Canadian unemployment continued to climb through April, with a record loss of 2 million jobs. That has doubled from the already cavernous 1 million layoffs in March, when non-essential businesses were forced to close across the country. With a steady increase in positive coronavirus test results, Quebec is delaying plans to reopen schools and retail businesses. The province has pledged an additional $22 million for unsubsidized daycares, bringing the total to over $50 million. The fund is being increased to accommodate families gradually re-entering the workforce. Schools and daycares are expected to reopen on May 25th. The opinion among workers on whether or not to return is divided. However, a new poll from the Université de Montréal found a nearly 50-50 split among workers on whether or not they are ready to go back to work. In other news, the STM is expanding its service to accommodate the province reopening. The bus and train schedule is expected to resume to a full schedule, and cleaning will become more frequent. They've asked the riders to wear a mask and have vowed to hand out PPE to staff. Today's stories are by Luca Caruso Moro. For more, visit cjlo.com/news.